Hey guys, and welcome to the New Paradigm Intimacy Podcast. Today I am going to be interviewing four of the students from the current round at the Institute of New Paradigm Intimacy. That is Ruben, Jeremy, Matthew, and Matthew. And a few of them are tradies, some are ex-army. It's a very powerful group, and they are sharing with us a little bit about their journey with sexual mastery and ejaculation mastery. So I hope you enjoy it and learn some new things. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Today I am here with four of the most incredible, powerful men that I know. They are students at the Institute of New Paradigm Intimacy, and I've been on a journey with them for the last 3 or 4 months, just watching them deep dive into the depths of this sexual mastery piece. And yeah, just wanting to actually acknowledge them for being some of the first men to come through this course, and also to be some of the first men to actually bring themselves into this world of being sexuality leaders. What a really pivotal time in the world right now. And yeah, there's a lot of like fire around this topic and around like men coming out and being seen in this space. So yeah, these are our pioneers, guys. And so I've brought them on today to share with us a little bit about their journey with sexual mastery, ejaculation mastery, and how that all weaves together. So my invitation is for you guys to ask anyone who's watching, ask as many questions as you can. And for you four in particular, like, this is a conversation. Let's just bring all the pieces and see what emerges. All right, so first questions first. I'm curious to hear about your relationship with ejaculation. And anyone can go first. If you just want to put your hand up and go, whoever feels the pull. The sharing.
I'll go.
Okay, Ruben, you go, then Jeremy.
For me, my relationship with my ejaculation is very comfortable. I don't feel I have any real issues with it. There was a piece that had come up about like tasting my own and working with that. So I guess there is a block there because I've not stepped into that realm. So I'm interested in looking into what that develops. But anything other than that, like, I feel really safe and really calm before and after an ejaculation. So I find peace with it.
Beautiful. Has it always been that way for you?
No, like, as a teenager, like in my early 20s, I guess I would say, like, there was a lot of shame, and like, I would hide it and I would hurry up and, you know, just be very fearful of getting caught, I guess I would say, with anything that had to do with my ejaculation process at all whatsoever. Stepping into like my body and realizing that I can create a safe space for myself. It's been magical. It's been a magical journey. And then being in the course has allowed even deeper connection to self and even more of a beautiful process with my ejaculation and where I go with it. So awesome. Yeah, honored and inspired to keep ejaculating.
Love it. You know, this is a really potent piece, actually. Actually, two other thing that I want to go to first is actually sharing a little bit about you, who you guys are individually. So as we go through, I might get some ideas. So I was just feeling your journey as you were sharing there, Ruben, like your work and the people around your life and just the ability for you to come into this understanding is just really powerful. So maybe you want to share a little bit about, you know, your culture and also about your work and all those pieces and how you've kind of come into being like, actually, this really needs to be spoken about.
Okay. So I'm Ruben. I'm 40 years old. I'm based out of California. At the age of 19, I took my first trip, a 3-month journey out into Australia, which started a whole course of just adventuring and enjoying the world. And through that journey, the natural progression of knowing that there was something out there bigger than me, that really opened up a space for energies to work through me in some sort of strange way that I couldn't actually put together. I couldn't really put words into my feelings or why I understood some of the things I understood. And I would come back home and try and explain some of these experiences that I had, and it wouldn't connect with folks here. And so I've really enjoyed the traveling experience. And one of my last travels out to Australia, I had the opportunity to meet Vic, and I was really stoked on the journey that she was going through sexuality. And so when one day something popped up on my Facebook about men doing sexuality work, I was like wide open to it. Mm-hmm. And just wanted to be more spiritual and more connected to myself and to my body and understand what that was. And coming into that course has definitely helped my journey and created a connection within self. And now it's really interesting because family and friends are bringing up sexual topics like to me, and I'm like, whoa, like it's such a beautiful journey. It's really interesting to be moving this way. Mm. And meeting these brothers on this journey, it's been such a beautiful dynamic, because during this time of the whole COVID thing and like, oh, you can't connect through computer, you can't connect this way, and like I'm going deeper with these guys than I'd go with, you know, like with my brother sometimes, and I'm like, that's some pretty deep stuff. So it's just been a blessed, beautiful journey. So that's a bit of me.
I love that. Thank you. One of my favorite things that Ruben just shared in that, and something that I'm such a stand for with this ejaculation mastery understanding and the course and all the pieces, is that, you know, when people hear about ejaculation mastery, they think, oh, it's about never ejaculating ever again, right? And it's just like, that's just not, I just feel like that's not the relationship that I would love to see men have to their ejaculation and to sexual fluids in general. So I'm wondering, I'm getting some nods from Matt Bruce there. So maybe you want to share a little bit, Matt, who you are, how you ended up here on this journey of sexual mastery, and whether you've ever had that thought before.
Yeah, thanks, Vic. So I just want to give a shout out to The Container. It's super potent and just really shining a light on all of those pieces within me that really need to be seen. And yeah, so, you know, I'm kind of viewing this sexual mastery as like self-mastery as well too. And I guess a big part of the sexual mastery for myself was boundaries at the beginning. So I had this like kind of strong victim wound that was still within me. And this container really allowed me to unpack that. So, you know, I had a sexual assault when I was a young boy. So I had like a sexual kind of trauma from an older gentleman when I was about 14 or 15. And I think that, you know, I still held that kind of victim energy in my body. And then that was kind of really lacking my ability to be like present in myself as a man. So this course has really allowed me to, you know, move through that victim and reclaim my power as a man. And, you know, in me being able to hold my own boundaries, then I've been able to go forth and like really reclaim more of my sexual boundaries as well too. Those, the inability to hold my seed or to be more present in my body and have that safety and drop in even deeper has been super, super powerful. There's probably two things I really want to speak to. And one's the, you know, just the presence in my body around ejaculation and orgasm. Just the awareness around how much I had actually been tapping out of that, you know, unconsciously, not being able to feel all of it, and, you know, just being able to drop in deeper each time to allow myself to feel the actual full expansiveness of an orgasm has been, you know, mind-blowing, and just to allow myself to just be fully present in all of that and to not disassociate and detach from that, which is, you know, a real pattern of mine previously, which relates to the next bit that I was going to talk to, is, you know, my ability to not be able to express during intercourse. So, you know, I was a veteran for 10 years, so soldier in the Australian Army. And, you know, one of the biggest disassociation or disconnection methods from fear when I was in Afghanistan was porn usage. It was something that I would use every night, and it's very common amongst male soldiers in the modern age. You've all got a laptop, you've all got connection to the internet, you're alone, you don't have your family or anything. And we're all ejaculating like we're in a like cardboard box. So we're so rigid because there could be other people like in other vicinities that are near you. So you're still trying to self-pleasure, but then be really rigid in who you are. So, you know, that was quite apparent to me when I very first started this course, at just how rigid I was in ejaculating and my lack of expression or the lack of movement and all of those things. So that was very freeing to be able to, you know, give myself a voice and to be able to express and just smash through those patterns and have that awareness, which was, you know, really, really powerful. So I could go on all night as to the codes that you've given me and the gifts that I received from this course, but they're probably the two biggest ones that were like just really aha moments. And that's such a beautiful thing to be just fully present in my body and not to detach and not disassociate and just like feel that full expansiveness of an orgasm, or even, you know, on the flip side of that, to not as well to you know, allow myself to just be fully okay with not orgasming, and just allow the moment to be what it's meant to be. Yeah,
so epic. Love that.
Yeah,
this is a, you know, a curious piece that was really in the content of this ejaculation mastery course, is around you know, what happens when we move from that masturbation space and to a self-pleasure practice. And I wonder, Jeremy, perhaps you want to share a little bit about you know, your journey through understanding what masturbation is to understanding what self-pleasure is, and how that shifted your reality. Or I also think it's actually really important as well to share what you guys all do. You know, like, there's like a normalizing piece, I feel like, for men in this container, and the people that are doing this course, to recognize like how many men are doing this work of sexuality now. It's not just like these tantric yogis from Bali or something, you know, it's like everyday men, let's get in there and do this thing. So maybe if you want to share a little bit about what you do, Jeremy, too.
Hi guys, I'm Jeremy, I'm 34 years old and I'm currently a tradie, and I've been a tradie for most of my life and surrounded by that harden the fuck up culture and that lack of heart sharing and just, yeah, she'll be right and get it done and figuring it out on my own. And there's always been a knowing that there's more to life, more to pleasure and more to feeling. So yeah, I guess I jumped off the cliff per se and decided to figure out what's going on inside me and to learn how to feel more, and due to, I guess, a lot of bad sexual experiences and lack of sexual experience because of the shame and the guilt and the lack of confidence built up and compiled over time, to the point where it's like, yeah, I'm broken. The feeling that I was broken, and yeah, just feel, and then to the point where it's like, I need to do something about this. And you started looking and finding, yeah, this tantra and lingam massage and all these different pieces. And here I am. And I guess this piece on the ejaculation mastery, for me so far the journey has been learning to fully enjoy the ejaculation. Yeah. and something that came up through the course was how much chaos was around my ejaculation, and there was no time for feeling because it was, I had to clean up, or where am I going to ejaculate, and just so much thought happening, even if it was with a woman, and you had to sort of pull out. So there was always this disconnection, or even with a condom, I was worried about if it broke. So just this whole disconnection from that feeling. And it was just, it was so much fucking head going on and not feeling. So when this ejaculation mastery and all this talk about holding the seed, it was like, fuck that, I want to feel. I want to feel the seed. So it's been, yeah, really enjoying and the fluids and reconnecting, and whether it's ejaculating on myself and just sitting with that, or just being in the moment, really feeling all those sensations that happen in that process. Mm-hmm. And it is really reconnecting with that. And yeah, as I've been doing that, the curiosity to practice holding the seed is there, and it's been explored. But yeah, the big piece is just really feeling everything and all the sensations, and bringing that into my self-pleasure, and without a goal, and just feeling the sensations and the release and the warmth, and just, yeah, the calmness and the stillness in that moment of release, and even within the release, bringing in ritual to your release with intention of when you're ejaculating to, yeah, bring some ritual into that when you're ejaculating. You send love into the earth, or you're releasing something to create new, and there's all different ways you can play, and not just, yeah, it's just this mess. It's life, that piece that was so always so disgusting, the mess, stickiness and all of this. It was just this, yeah, but it's beautiful. It is a part of you, and it creates life.
Yeah.
And it's to be, yeah, to be enjoyed, to honor that.
Yeah, I love that. You know, for me, this is what ejaculation mastery really is. You know, it's not about holding the seed forever and never letting this come through. It's just like, how much range do we have to choose when their ejaculation comes, and how much range is there around what we feel inside of that, and allowing ourselves to feel when that happens. You know, that's a big piece that I see for men. You know, I've witnessed, you know, hundreds of men in their self-pleasure practice, and hundreds of men come into their ejaculation. And what I've seen is just like the amount of, you know, energy loss. You know, they say there's like 32 nutrients that we lose when a man ejaculates. And so for me, it's like, you know, when that happens, it's like, how much can we be with that experience of letting it go? It's like a surrendered experience. And I think that's the ejaculation mastery, I think, that there's to work with. Which also brings me onto the topic of like premature ejaculation and there being like a spectrum in that as well. You know, I have, I've had like partners that have had the experience of premature ejaculation in their lifetime before they met me. And then when they've come into my life and I've had been making love with them, they've had some of the most amount of range that I've seen, the most amount of choice around their ejaculation that I've seen inside of partners. And yet there's people that, you know, don't really resonate with having premature ejaculation, that, you know, perhaps don't have that same sort of choice. And so I guess what I'm wanting to really bring into this conversation is the perspective that we have on what premature ejaculation actually is, and what it's like to move through that. And I couldn't think of a better person to talk about it than the beautiful Matthew Watkins here, because he's been on quite the journey of that, and has been very, he's been letting us all in on this powerful journey he's been having with it. So yeah, Matt, I'd love you to share a bit about how it's been for you with this journey of premature ejaculation.
Beautiful. Hey, everyone. I'm Matthew Watkins. I do photo shoots, and I'm transitioning to becoming a sexuality leader like these men here, and speaking on stages as well. And I'm a stand for men feeling their emotions, as I've spent many years not doing that, quite frankly. And what I want to pre-frame before going into this is I'm still on the journey, and I haven't met myself in some form of mastery. So I get to constantly be learnable and teachable and a student, just as much as I've had some epic breakthroughs. I'm literally in it now. I'm in it now. The biggest piece I could offer on ejaculation would be changing my relationship with it. And then what does it mean about me? Because there are moments when I ejaculate that I still feel immense guilt and shame in my body. And then I get to sit with that. I get to sit with the sensations and the feelings and the thoughts without making it mean something about me and turning it into a story. But I do still get to feel the very real, tangible sensations in my body. So a big point for me signing up for this course literally was this intention. And it's like, yep, I want to overcome a premature ejaculation and move towards sexual mastery. That were my two things. And it's taken time for me to stop doing and moving into being. What's been true for me is when I had my first sexual experience was quite traumatic as well. And I felt a lot of lack of safety in my body. So this process for me is reestablishing safety in my body and reconnecting my sex with my heart and bringing in all of the felt sensations of those years of disconnections and years of numbing, and how I can really just be there with myself in all of it. Week one into the course, I had a sexual experience with my partner at the time, and I didn't experience premature ejaculation in that instance. And it was super empowering because every man that was in that container was holding point for me with that group intention of, yeah, Matt, you'll smack this on the head, you'll overcome this, you'll do the thing. And I remember having a conversation with Brooke Lucas, one of my mentors, and he said, "You're this like young, virile dude. You could ejaculate multiple times, right?" And he's like, "I'm like, yeah, that's no problem." He's like, "What's the problem then?" And I just sat there and I was like, "Oh," and then it was just like, just sort of all this resonance in my body of, oh, okay. And then, you know, other people have spoken to me in other ways. It's just been brought up because maybe it's the space I hold in my body. And it's like, wasn't that the outcome? Didn't you achieve it? Like, could you celebrate yourself in that situation? Like, did you not reach your genetic purpose? And it's like, oh, maybe I did a good thing. and where can I sit on the spectrum of, fuck, I'm in immense guilt, shame, despair and trauma versus how can I celebrate the fuck out of myself in this moment too? So I'm building capacity and range for pleasure. And what really dropped in today is I see that the healing quality of the cock and that it gets to be a stand and for transmutation and for women. And it makes sense that there's almost like this hero's journey in there for me of not being able to feel myself or be with myself or be safe and completely disowning and disconnecting any part of my sexuality to moving into literal healing, like an alchemical healing space. Mm-hmm. and in gifting my body to new life and just dissolving trauma in an instant. Like our bodies literally have that power. If we're just to sit still in another, it could just clear that out. So yeah, it's a big spectrum.
I love that. I have a question for all of you. It's like, you know, I ran a thread today in that in the group, and I asked the men, I was like, what's the emotion that's most prominent for you when you ejaculate? And majority of the answers that we saw was shame. And, you know, a lot of the principles of the course that I run is about like the conditioning that we take on around ideas, around sex, around speaking about ejaculation, around, you know, from being in this, there's a lot of stigma, and it's like a really potent thing for people to come out and share these pieces. So I guess my question to you guys is like, where do you feel this conditioning came from in your life? And whoever feels to go, could just put their hand up and share.
I'm going to keep going. For me, it was school. With my conditioning, that's my biggest driver right now, is changing the schooling system in which young men are taught about sexual education. My sexual education being omission, not talking to something, and then ready access to porn. Mm. And also not like presencing that I'm not completely shaming porn, like not that I necessarily agree with it either, but I was really kind of like in energy of fuck that. So yeah, again, I'm sitting and changing my relationship with it, but that wasn't empowering for me. That wasn't empowering for me in how I learned to grow up. I didn't have any male role models or healthy rite of passage or understanding of female bodies or knowing where pleasure anatomy is or if I could slow down or that I didn't have to move in friction-based penetration, causing more contraction, you know, like none of this is taught to me. So where do I get a chance to speak this out? And I'm excited that us men and myself included get to be a pillar for just holding point to quite a taboo topic. And we just get to stand and you just bring your projections. We'll sit in it. You know, we've cultivated enough awareness in our bodies to just sit in the uncomfortability. Like, is this conversation more uncomfortable than the shame I felt? No. So bring it.
Oh yes. Yeah, it's like we're almost more just uncomfortable with the reality that we live in, that needs to be shameful, you know. That's a potent piece. Thank you, Matthew. I love the way that conversation started to go there with your understanding pornography as well, which is another question I want to take to you guys as a panel. It's like, I was interviewed actually on a podcast recently about my views on men watching pornography and whether that's, you know, helpful or not helpful in their journey of sexual mastery. And my stance on this is that there is almost like two ways to sit and watch pornography. There's one way where we're completely disconnected from our bodies and we're just utilizing the mind to cultivate the pleasure in the body to be able to create enough contraction to release this, to release the seed and to release ejaculation. And then there's another way of receiving pornography where we are able to feel. It's like receiving a transmission as such. It's like we notice the sensations that go on in our body as we're witnessing this erotic scene that's on the pornography. And when we do that, it's like we're bringing the awareness to the whole body. And then the whole body can come alive to experience a sexual experience inside of that moment. And for me, like, neither of them are right or wrong, but they also, but the one where we actually are able to receive what's going on in our body helps us cultivate a wider range of experience inside of our sexual nature. So we are able to be with more of our emotions. We're able to be with the ability to feel safe in our body and ejaculate or not ejaculate and how we feel about that when that happens. And for me, that's what sexual mastery is, that range in that space. So I'm curious to hear anyone else on the panel's relationship to pornography and how that's perhaps changed as you've moved with ejaculation mastery in your own lives. Yeah, Matthew, Bruce.
I think I was introduced to pornography when I was about 13 or 14. My dad had like this huge box of tapes. If I'm talking like 50 or 60 tapes, and you know, it wouldn't be uncommon for me and a bunch of guys to all watch pornography before footy training. So we'd be watching like a tape, and there'd be anywhere from 13 or 14 boys like sitting around a lounge room watching pornography. And, you know, I guess ultimately there was a level of taboo in that, and the aspect that it was actually kind of hidden in my, you know, mother and father's room. And it was kind of like in a space where, you know, I wasn't to be. And that if I got caught like witnessing that, then there was an aspect of it being taboo. I guess you can even see that in society in the sense of, or parents wanting to restrict children from witnessing porn on the laptop or on the internet, et cetera, as well too. So I guess for me, there was always an aspect of it's wrong to be witnessing pornography as a child. And I think that for me, that aspect of pornography being taboo from a young age definitely played on the relationship that I had with pornography. I remember when I come back from Afghanistan, and I spoke about my previous experience there when I was using pornography quite heavily, that I had that taboo relationship with it. I had that aspect of shame around pornography, and I definitely didn't have the tools to consciously drop into my relationship at the time to express my relationship with pornography My partner knew that I was like using pornography, and she'd probably caught me a couple of times and using pornography, and there was a kind of like a lot of tension in the relationship around that. And I definitely didn't have the awareness in my body as to why I was even using it, or, you know, what I was receiving from it, and, you know, the level of disassociation that I actually had within my body. I think, you know, for myself personally, it was a little bit more, a little bit more than that, because I was actually using pornography unconsciously, probably to disassociate from, you know, 270 rocket attacks that I had when I was in Afghanistan. So I had like a lot of fear in my body. And then I was using porn to disassociate from that fear. So then I had shame and fear, all mixed in with porn as well too. So it's been quite the journey for me to, you know, remove the aspect of shame and the taboo aspect from pornography use. So then I could actually even get into my body just to feel these emotions of fear and emotions of shame within my body, which, you know, has been a lot of my journey for the last 3 or 4 years, to just use somatic practice and breath work and all these things to get into my body, to just be able to feel fear as fear, and to feel shame as shame, and not associate the two with my sexuality. So I think that was a big piece of, you know, one of the codes that you gave me, I think on the first session we ever did, when it was like, you know, when your sexual energy is moving through you, that's not your identity, and that your identity and your sexual energy, how it wants to present itself in the world, is not something that you need to identify with. And when I could disidentify with the way that my sexuality was moving through me, then if my sexuality ever wanted to move towards pornography or move towards something that felt shameful, well, then I wasn't being a bad person, was I? I was just more of a sense of freedom, and the sense of allowing my sex to just display itself however it needed to in the world, and allowing my identity or my self to remove myself from that, and then not feel like a burden of shame as well too. So huge pieces. You know, everyone's relationship with everyone's relationship with porn is, you know, totally different, and should everyone's inner world is totally different. Sorry, I'm just crashing at my friend's house at the moment. So everyone's inner world is totally different as well too. So everyone's relationship with porn and the sexuality and all of these things is going to be totally different as well. Yeah.
Yeah, totally hearing you in that. Thank you.
Are you ready for a career that lights you up, helps you serve humanity, and assists in a global shift around sex, love, and relating? Did you know that sexuality development is one of the fastest growing industries right now? The Institute of New Paradigm Intimacy is a course in cutting-edge sexual wellness education, business, and leadership, utilizing the self-pleasure modality created by Victoria Redbard to have clients access freedom and connection in all areas of life. If you're feeling the pull to explore more, head to victoriaredbard.com/podcast.
You know, I really enjoy, you know, hearing about what you guys are receiving through the releasing of the conditioning. And I, from my experience of that, there's a an understanding of when we move through these layers of conditioning, we create this range with our experience of sexual mastery, it creates an ongoing effect in other areas of our life. You know, I see so many of my students come in and they are having one, you know, an experience of life where they feel maybe disempowered around money or around their career or around their health or around their relationships. And once they shift this piece with ejaculation, it's almost like they have like so much stuff clears out in the rest of their life. Curious if any of you guys have had an experience of that, and if so, I'd love to hear about it. Getting a nod from Ruby. It's asked to unmute. How do I unmute you?
Right there. Yeah, so I come from like a construction background. I spent the majority of my life doing construction and just head in the ground and just, you know, doing what's got to get done, go home tired and do it again the next day. And I knew that there was something different that had to change. And so earlier this year, I I jumped off the working every day aspect and jumped into creating my own business and around the landscaping trade. And there was a lot of fear there because I didn't have the background of actually just being in that field. And I saw everybody was just bouncing around and just grinding and just working. And I was like, that looks easy enough. I'll get into that. And it's been a lot harder than I thought it was gonna be. And so I just went nose to the grindstone. And at the beginning of this course, there was a big transition for me where it was like, if I'm gonna spend time in the course, I benefit from allowing myself to take some time to be with the course. So I put myself at a 3-day work week, and I was freaking out the other 2 days for the first few weeks because I was like, I need that extra cash to keep going. And somewhere in there, I'm almost positive it was here in the course where it was like, just let it go and just be with the course and be in yourself and in your body. And when it's time, it'll come. And I freaked out. And then I didn't work for like 2 weeks. And I was super stressed. And I got into my practice. I got into my self-pleasure practice like deeply because I was like, well, I got plenty of time. Like, this is the time to get into the practice. This is the time to get into the work. And so I let go of that whole thing of I need to go make money. I need to go chase it. I need to go find something. And throughout those 2 weeks, like into the second week, I was like, I don't even need to go back to work anymore. I'm just going to sell pleasure for the rest of my life and just like be broke. And like, it's totally cool. And like the following weekend, like I just got a hit and like someone called me up and said, hey, I need this done. And then like, while I was doing that job, then another one came on and then another one came on. And I was like, I made like what I made in a week in 1 day along this course. And I was like, how is that possible? And it was just like, well, I allowed whatever was going through my body to just be. And for me, that was a huge recognition. I was just like, there's no way that's possible. And I was like, I think I even talked to you, Vic, and you were like, yeah, that sounds about right. And it was just like, it just made sense. And the more that just I go through the practicing and this and everything, like less stress that I'm having on things that I don't have control of. And like my world and my ease and my body and like just the breathing practices and the self-pleasure practice just eases me right into it. And I'm like, golden. I'm golden. Like I'm taken care of because I know how to take care of myself. That's been a big shift for me.
Epic. It's amazing, isn't it? You wouldn't think that, dipping into your sexuality and finding this space with sexual mastery can create like the ability to drop into epic business in landscaping, you know? And this is one of the things that I think is so profound when we meet these parts of ourselves that we have been pushing away for so long. And it's just a really, big acknowledgement for me to recognize what is possible and when people start to journey with their sexuality in this way. So my curiosity actually for you guys as well is like, it's actually very powerful and very potent that you guys have all come on today and are so easeful in sharing your experiences around your sex life and around your sexual upbringing and everything that's going on for you. You know, this is still a very taboo topic in the world and especially for men. And like, you know, a few of you here come from tradie backgrounds and army backgrounds. And it's like, that's some of the most hardest places, I believe, to have these conversations around, you know, the sensitivities, the emotions, the, being with your ejaculation, all these pieces. Like, and so my curiosity is like, what do you feel that you had to overcome to be able to become a voice for this this new paradigm that we're stepping into where these conversations get to transform people's lives? Getting some smiles. Yeah, Matthew Watkins. I need you on to unmute. Hang on, there we go.
I had to journey with being a stand for something. Quite simply, when I stand for something, then I create a movement. And what does a movement need? A movement needs followers. And then I can, and as I stand as a pillar for what I believe in, then I can actually accept healthy polarization too. Because then everyone can then judge me and disagree with me because I've decided that I stand for something. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm here for. And then nor do they.
Mm.
So it becomes quite, you know, it's literally that simple for me. I had to journey with being seen and healthy significance. And I actually need significance to be able to stand on a stage. And I need a healthy ego to be able to share from my experience. I spent all this time doing spiritual work, trying to disassociate from my body like a bird and fly off from my experiences. And the only peace I've ever found is going deep into my body.
Mm.
So I get to sit with my body, come out, having felt grief, sadness, rage, mm-hmm. jealousy.
Mm.
And then I just get to decide, what am I here for? And maybe that changes tomorrow. Maybe a lump sum lands in my account because I'm doing a aspecting practice on my shadow or heart transmutation, self pleasure meditation. You know, like it's constantly evolving. But yeah, for me, it's quite simple.
Mm. Love it. Thank you. And I'm curious, oh yeah, let's go to Jeremy, because I haven't heard from you in a while, about the vulnerability piece as well. Like, yeah, you share.
Overcoming myself. There's nobody who can stop me fulfilling my true potential and showing up in my authentic self but myself. So it's really been getting in touch with those pieces in me, the fear of being seen or what other men are going to think of me or whatever it is. And it's just like almost learning the art of not giving a fuck to an extent, but like caring, but just knowing that when it's that alive in you and knowing the potency and the power and the need for the work, it's like, sometimes you just have to be a pioneer, and we are pioneers. I am a pioneer, and it's just getting out of my own way and releasing this monkey full of shit sometimes mind, and just trusting the body and what wants to come through. And it's just stepping up and owning that. And yeah, you might get hit and with some things, and some people have made sort of comments, and the first one was a bit like, oh, my little boy was a bit ouch, but it was like, okay, cool. And yeah, it's not covering the heart and building the thick skin, because that's what this journey has been about, is releasing the concrete that's built up over years and learning to feel again. It's just acknowledging that that's where they're at, and that's okay. And as long as I'm good and I'm 100% inside myself, then it doesn't matter what anybody else says. And it's just when that's alive in you, you're sort of fucked, because you have to do it. there's no going back. There's no going back, and you can maybe veer off a bit, but if that's where you got to go, you got to go there. And it's only you. It's only you who can stop it. So it's, for me, it's just been surrendering to myself, mm-hmm. not to anyone else's this or that. It's really surrendering to myself and to the purpose for me to be here.
Yeah. I feel to hear from all of you. So Matthew, Bruce, you go next.
So let's just see if any more blondes are going to walk in while I'm on the record this time. I think I had the whole family in there before. So, yeah, I think I've overcome probably about 5,000 pieces to get to where I am now, but I want to go back to the very first one, which is for most men to actually identify that something in their life is holding them back and it's not okay.
Mm.
And that could be your ejaculation, that could be your relationship with your partner, that could be your relationship with your finances. You know, at some point we have a relationship that's really hurting us, and we're just too proud to ask for help. We're too proud to identify that we need to change, and we just keep pushing that problem aside or down or away, you know, and we're disassociating or drinking or, you know, just ignoring and just in pure denial. And there's, you know, so many men on the planet that are in that space. So, you you know, I think probably the biggest thing that I had to overcome was to realizing that, yeah, there was a point of me, a part of me that really needed to change, and then owning that and then be like, okay, what am I going to do about it? You know, and whether that's self-mastery or the new paradigm intimacy or whatever it is within your life. But, you know, there are pieces within men all over the planet right now that we really need to take ownership of, that they need to change. So that was probably the hugest one for me.
Epic. Thank you. Ruben?
Yeah, and for me, like, the big change is that, I mean, being out in the field or whatnot, like, the boys are always, like, as a man, like, I'm always hearing stuff around sex, right? And it always came as a joke or, like, oh, I just did this or I just did that or, like, it was always a joking piece for me. And I wanted to honor what my sex was. And so in that, finding the channels of how do I learn to honor what sex is instead of just being a jokester about it all the time. And so learning these things and accepting that I am a creature of, like, beautiful sex, that, like, I can actually take the learnings that I'm learning and instead of going back and, like, coming back with a joke off of that guy's joke, it's like, well, where does that joke take you? Like, I found myself, like, processing these guys and their jokes, and it's just really interesting, like, because I was that jokester guy, and to get over being the jokester and come into, like, this is something that we all do, and it's actually really beautiful. Like, that's how your kid got into the planet. Like, why are you making a joke around your sex when we can actually, like, make it a cool thing to talk about? And what are the issues that we're making jokes about that we're not actually comfortable to talk about? And so for me, overcoming the jokester and the fact that it was just a joke, and sex is not a joke. I mean, it can be fun and playful and, like, amazing, but it's not a joke. Like, let's be real with it, and let's show up for the beauty of sex. And for me, that's what I had to overcome, to be real with myself in my sex.
Love it. Thank you. All right. Well, we're coming to the end now. So I guess what I'm wanting just to hear from you guys is this, like, you know, like, it's one step at a time for me, you know, and for men, I think, and men, women, all genders, to come into this relationship with sexuality. And I'm curious if you just have, like, one takeaway that you could offer to the men in this group. Like, what do you think it would be that would be helpful for them to hear? Anyone? Yep, Matthew, you okay?
Mine would be just slow the fuck down.
Cool. Thank you. Ruben?
Mine would be is that we have support when we actually want it. Like, to ask for what we want, and the support is there.
Okay. Matthew Brace. Oh, you're on mute, darling.
Okay. Right there. Mine would be, like, figuring out the difference between, like, being and doing, and we don't always have to be doing. So pretty similar to Maddie, like, you know, what is correct action as a man, and understanding when are the times that we need to jump into the man role and do, and then when are the times that we can just be. And, you know, if you can master that as a man and come into that space, then, yeah, we can surrender for a lot of things in life. So, yeah.
Awesome. Jeremy?
It was similar to Ruben's. It's just that you are not alone. Mm. You're not alone in this. And it's just, it's not, yeah, there is the self-mastery part of self, but also, yeah, you're not alone. There's brothers out there. There's millions and thousands of brothers out there. And just start a conversation. Start a conversation. Yeah,
beautiful. Well, I'm really touched by this interview, guys. I feel like there's so much gold in here for so many people. So thank you so much for joining me on this. And for the people that are watching, yeah, Jeremy?
There's one more piece if I can quickly speak to. It's been screaming at me this whole time, and something that you spoke to and something I've heard before. And it was when you were speaking to when you've had other partners who haven't been practicing this ejaculation mastery and how they've had longer range with you, and how there's a piece that it is, yeah, this is self-mastery with ourself, but also due to whether it's porn conditioning, there is a even an unconscious conditioning from the women that are trying to draw. There's that conditioning of, you know, even from porn, that making the man come, and but at the same time you shouldn't have come, and shaming that, but there's that unconscious draw from them. So that, yeah, then when you're not alone, and it's not just you, there's two in that relationship, there's two tangoing. So also, yeah, inquiring to yourself, but also maybe you bring up the conversation, and that, you know, and I guess I'm curious on Vic, is that something that you've worked through in regards to ever being known, whether you actually, yeah, you're trying to draw that part of the person out, because there's that condition to got to satisfy the man, but also fucking, yeah, disappointed because he did. So there's that, yeah.
Epic, I love that. It's actually come up in the woman's container this week as well, so it's perfect. And I will speak to that. So yeah, there is that conditioning that we hear of, like, you know, as a woman, have we pleased the man if they don't ejaculate? You know, and that's a really, like, deep conversation to go into. And actually that wasn't there for me, but I did have a partner say to me that he felt that I was pulling him. And when I, and through my discovery of that, and also just through discovery of watching hundreds of people self-pleasure, and, you know, the research of us, you know, a lot of women have come to me with sharing that piece. And what I started to recognize in myself and in others is there's a journey of how we, when we feel any type of sexual shame, what we do is, instead of letting the sexual energy move around our body and circulate through us, we hold it all down in our pelvis. And so when a woman is holding all of that sexual energy in her pelvis and she's having sex, it's like all of the energy is just pulling from that place. And so if a woman wants to support a man in his ejaculation mastery, when he's not, if he's having that experience of her where she's pulling, it's like, can she breathe that sexual energy through her body, through into her heart, through into her throat, through up into, you know, every cell inside of her body? And I've had the experience that, you know, since I've been able to move the sexual energy around my body and circulate it through breath, sound, movement, and touch, I have never heard that anyone share with me that again, that they feel like I'm pulling their seed. So, yeah, it's a powerful journey. Matthew?
Yeah, I've got a final piece. I'm reading right now one of the recommended readings in the course, which is The Heart of Tantric Sex. And I'd invite men to enter their partners soft and see what energy gets created from that place. When I was overcoming P at the start, I did this practice called carezza, which means to caress in Italian. And it just means plugging in with your partner, and you can stay there for minutes and not actually moving. And a lot of the sensitivity and contraction that can be around the vaginal walls, and that can be around the pressure on the man having to have this erect penis for the full time, actually invites this rush towards orgasm. It's almost inbuilt in us. So if we both choose to slow down and then move from that slowness and allow the actual body intelligence of our genitals to speak to us, to move into different positions while sort of interlocked, then that process too can be epic in shifting the need for this forward penetrative sort of in and out motion. Because it can hit sort of the side of the woman's vaginal wall, and that can just like contract and towards that man as well. So there's stuff I've been reading about really, yeah, slowing down. And if I do that with me first, if I completely relax into my body, that will happen to the other person. And that's helpful for me in what I was sharing, is actually then how can I slow down more? How can I slow down so much more, like millimeter by millimeter? How can I be so present and intentional with the energy that's there when my body has been programmed to ejaculate quickly because I feel unsafe?
Thank you. Jeremy, did you have something to share?
Yeah, and in tradie terms of what Matt said and slowing down, if you get a stick and another stick, what happens? Fire. Yeah. Fire. And if you don't want that fire, just slow the breathe, slow the fuck down. Yeah.
Beautiful. I love these takeaways, guys. This is really awesome. And if there's anyone in the group that's watching this and they want to reach out to you guys, they can connect with you on Facebook, correct? And just send you a message. Yeah. So if you want to connect with any of these guys, they're all, you know, deep in this work. They understand it more than like the majority of the people that I know. So they're your guys to go to as well if you have any questions, or if you're struggling to share in the group and you know, wondering what's the block and you resonate with any of these guys' stories, please reach out to them. This is the potency of this work, and yeah, I invite you to do that. All right, well, thank you so much, guys. It's been an absolute honor to have you all with me. I'm very grateful, and just such a beautiful thing to witness you all on your journey. So yeah, much love. And thank you. See you guys. Bye.
Thank you.